Proclamation number 7635 of 28th of June, 1960. God's nearness means peace and love. As long as you humans are still far away from me, you will not be at peace, no matter how abundantly you are blessed with earthly possessions. For then you will anxiously guard your possessions instead of handing them out to your fellow human beings. Which would always mean love, and love would then already unite you with me. The great distance from me is nothing but unkindness. And if you had love, then the distance from me would also have decreased, then you would believe in me and make an effort to fulfill my will. Hence you lack love, and therefore you will never be able to be happy on earth either, because a loveless person is also in constant conflict with his fellow human beings, and because he lacks the inner peace which only the bond with me secures for him. To be distant from me also means unhappiness. You worldly people can indeed numb yourselves with earthly joys and pleasures and thus not feel so unhappy about the distance from me, but then it will also only be a temporary numbing, but it will lack a permanent bliss which is solely based on love. Love is union with me and therefore also bliss. Lack of love is distance, and therefore the human being must also lack true beatitude, even if he does not want to admit it to himself. The human being who is richly blessed in earthly terms cannot therefore always be called happy unless he only regards his earthly riches as borrowed and uses them in accordance with my divine love. He gives where there is need and tries to make people happy who suffer a lack of earthly possessions. Then his love for his neighbor will also be profound, and he will prove his love for God when he helps his neighbor according to his strength. Then his earthly wealth will also be blessed. He himself will also be able to enjoy it. He will not be denied earthly pleasures which I myself prepare for him, because he can enjoy them without harming his soul, for he remains intimately united with me in every situation of life through his love. He has already overcome the great distance and can therefore also call earthly goods his own because he uses them correctly, i.e., in the service of neighborly love. Hence again and again love is preached to you humans, if you want to unite with me. If you want to lift the vast distance from me, if you want to enjoy peace and bliss on earth already, which you can only find in unity with me. And only love establishes this bond with me, only love secures my presence for you, and only through love will you regain your original state which consisted of immeasurable bliss, which united you so firmly with me that I could radiate my love through you. Yet as long as you lack love, you are also distant from me and therefore cannot be blissfully happy either. Amen.